Dynamo's supporters are trying to figure out what hit them after their team was hammered 3-0 by leaders Chicken Inn at Rufaro Stadium and slipped to third place in the 16-team Kasolaga Premier Soccer League table. Two goals by Edward Chirambadare and another strike by Michael Katairo gave Chicken Inn, affectionately known as the Gamecocks, 3 points and extended their lead at the top to 2 points ahead of Triangle, who moved to second after their 3-1 win over Harare City at Gibbo Stadium. This was Dynamo's first defeat of the season and their heaviest home defeat in the past 5 years. However, coach David Mangora was wearing a brave face, insisting that his team played very well but missed too many chances that could have secured them victory.
I thought we tried our best and we created some chances. We couldn't score today. The only thing I want to say is it wasn't our day.
On the other hand, Chicken Inn mentor Joe Antipas says his team deserved the win and could have scored even more.
I thought it was a great win. Great 3-0. First half, we had problems attacking and picking them up, and they put us under immense pressure, but we managed to weather the storm.
There was also a good win for financially struggling Capes United. The Green Machine travelled to Bulawayo for a showdown with Bulawayo Giants Islanders and came out 1-0 winners. English coach Mark Harrison says his players are putting up a fantastic performance despite the financial circumstances in which they find themselves in.
And I'll tell you what they're dealing with at the moment is second to none. However, the moon's fallen. If we can normalise our situation at the club, then who knows what we can achieve.
Capes United are now in 5th position with 11 points, one behind 4th place Haumine. The biggest winners of the weekend were Haumine, who scored 6 goals past Wawa Prisons in a 6-0 win, with Timothy January grabbing 4 goals. Coach Luke Masomere thinks his team is performing well.
I'm happy and I really expect continuity from now.
In boxing, the much talked about fight of the century came and went, and Floyd Mayweather is now the holder of the World Boxing Council, World Boxing Association, and World Boxing Organization titles after a unanimous point decision win over Nani Pacquiao of the Philippines. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.